I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Some recent legal changes on marriage might have you wondering if America is a post-Christian nation. Well, not quite. But in just 2 years, a lot sure has changed. Biblica's Carl Mueller explains.
It's a dramatic shift in the way in which Christianity plays a role in society and culture. And basically, one can look to the empty cathedrals and churches of Europe as a post-Christian culture.
How did we get here? Mueller says American Christians just aren't reading the Bible. If nothing else changes, he predicts.
A two-thirds majority of America by 2030 will have virtually no knowledge of any Bible stories or biblical reference points.
So Biblica wants to help you engage with God's Word better. It will point you in the right direction at missionnews.org. And Bible stories are just as important during times of tragedy, especially for little ones. When a child's world is turned upside down, there's nothing more soothing than a furry friend to hold and the assurance that everything will be okay. Just Ask Audio Scripture Ministries' J.P. Sundararajan. He and two U.S. teams just delivered hundreds of wildlife storytellers. They're stuffed animals with audio Bibles inside, and they were given to orphans in India. Now, some of these kids were victims of human trafficking.
When you are a victim of trauma or a kid who's been abandoned, the most amazing thing that you can do is provide them a stuffed reminder, you know, something that they can physically hold on to because they have just been yanked away from anything that has been near and dear to them.
Everybody wants one, and there are never enough wildlife storytellers to go around. But you can help ASM meet the need. We've got links at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more intelligently? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, plus pictures and links to expanded mission coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.